But he has perjured himself. Oh, Walter Duncan. This is the man who counted on being able to use. He perjured himself.
Wait a minute. Just a little.
He admitted that he had said something.
Just a little.
I believe. He's perjured. Now, if there's any goddamn way you can get Stone in the court, he'll crack. The only reason this shit is going is because Stone, who sort of represents as a respectable former leader, is there. Sunday sandwiches will go for cover in a minute. He has ways and ideas that will be able to crack it. Amazing, very peculiar person appearing suddenly, and Governor Brown couldn't even give us a reasonable answer why he had a license when he's got a 75-page
document.
We have some feeling, he has some feeling. We're out some former talk we had in committee, and there is a way to reach him. And if he can do anything, then get some of this goddamn pressure off our people back there, because all they do night and day, despite defensively, they don't have any chance to make money. We got some of our best people out there know how to make projects, how to establish all kinds of money-making businesses, but they're on the goddamn letter writing in. We're pouring money to have to counteract the lies that he did. That conspiracy dropped the packet. It cost $3, $4, $3 or $4, I told my all over country in Guyana. To every businessman in Guyana. To every policeman in Guyana. To every member of the Guyanese government. To the opposition, and probably some we don't. Paid for a white man to travel with a British accent, business appearance, throughout the entire business community, or the Rotarians of the Chamber of Commerce, telling them bad things about us, lies about us, and showing all kinds of material. He had about a book, 6 inches, a book, letters and shit that they're all forged because we never have done any of the things that we've been accused of yet, that I can believe. I can see, I don't know how they've done any of it. The damn news stories, I've looked at them thoroughly. We used to spank people's ass, but unfortunately, the very fuckers that wanted to spank their children's ass are now suing us for spanking them. That's a goddamn real twist to see some of these. And the Stone was always calling for violence, as you remember, trying to suck our ass off into militancy. Jim Cobb, Deanna Myrtle, wanted to do violent, stupid acts. Like, I remember one of the things Stone, well, it wasn't Stone, but one of them, one fly over Washington, and weird shit, appeal to some of our young Turks who were totally alienated, and dive into the White House. That's another thing that just came to my mind. So much that we're going to have to remember all the shit we have told, because he'll need that. We need to get it written up for him so he can take it back. All the time you try to trip up various ones of you with false advice, we need all that information, because we can't quite figure Stone out. Whether was he a provocateur when he came in, he turned at some point. Donna's in the most complicated business of all, trying to reach through a conspiracy like this. And we can't tell you enough of our gratitude. As I said, we know anybody that's in trouble, feel that life's getting menaced, you look around the side, it's too late. Sometimes, I suppose, in all of us, we tend to feel that maybe the Chinese are right. Not many people are so filled with distrust and alienated. Nationalism is a factor, unfortunately. Human understanding, which we would have a human understanding for nationalism, is a part of the people's evolution. We had to evolve through a kind of a feeling about our family. Now we've included the greater family, which has Guyanese here. We feel part of the whole entire of the national struggle. But with man's weapon, new technology, Cold War instigated by Brzezinski right with the right arm, this one feeling that perhaps it will have to be a rebuilding of the dust of nuclear action. As long as there's hope, we've got to keep that spark of hope alive. We've got to make every effort for peace, but I do want Don to feel, though I'm sure he's not personally concerned about his life, I've reached that point. I imagine he has. He's almost all the struggle he's been. He can come here because his mind, his eloquence must be saved. I know what it is to have my own children try to be brave. The police in Los Angeles not only try to frame me, but give this gun to me. Surprise, we won it. Set up a riot, got several of us arrested, and then try to trap my children. We go as a group to a theater, try to trap them inside of the toilet. Unfortunately, we escaped those types of things, but they're infamous. We did the things they tried to do. Muhammad, we all know, and many other things that might have helped about Christmas, we all know that they killed Christmas. We all know. We know what Chris represented in their minds. He's undisciplined as he was. Unwilling to structure his life like we have. Everybody knew that Chris and Jim Jones had never let him down, or any other black young man or woman, because Jim Jones could understand, and people's temple could understand, that you couldn't expect much else from those who had no future, who were not given a part of the U.S. system, a place in it. You could expect much else than violence that would primarily be self-destructive. And so they had to get rid of Chris. The only other thing you can remember, we can get a little evidence, more evidence than what we have plenty. Chris Lewis certainly provided the best when he, on that one mission, went over on his own. In the daylight, lived in the animals as the most suckers. When they were black men against 35 white men, $35,000. And Chris on his own, lifted that son of a bitch up right in the parking lot. Nothing was ever fighting about America and some other way we shouldn't stay. Nobody reported this black man. Nobody brought the police. Right in the broad daylight, he's holding this guy in the mouth. He said, "You don't want to hurt people standing in my bed, and I'll beat your brains out." The woman started over and said, "Shut up, honky bitch, and you'll get it next." So we know the honor of being in the early formulating part of this. Thank you. that is that the U.S. government doesn't provide underground cities for them. And even the social democracy of Sweden is providing underground cities for them. And the Soviet Union and the China complex that will take care of 700 million. With anything, we hope, and we will back you every resource. And there's no reason why we need to think properly. We will hit on something that we can mass produce. The reason is to do anything, the farming is our only avenue. Really, it's not going to be a major avenue. There are all sorts of things that we've got to think about. Some of the skills that have been perhaps locked up in your beautiful senior's mind. We ought to think of everything in the next few days, and we can find a way of getting money. Because if we can, then we'll give very much power to the tie them up in the United States because it's only if we can get enough evidence to show that he has lied and lied in the attorney client to that law degree is his favorite set. That's his life. We can somehow get that legal license to stop the lawyers. The people very capably and sensitively hear both sides of an issue and come up with such justice in our level. We couldn't complain about justice here, could we? And I'm glad to know that in the People's Republic of China, there is no need for a legal system. That's not justice. And that's a Soviet dream. They haven't quite reached it, but they have reached it. Certain degree of sensitivity that people like ourselves, I don't care so much for me, but individuals can't be smeared in these people. Problems are resolved in the courts of people. They're criminal, at least it's not going to be thrown out all over the public. They endanger the lives of the children and put a bad image before them that they can never overcome. I was sitting back wondering, how in the hell how in the hell can my children manage in U.S. today? I know them. I know my tall Stephen and my tall Jim Jr. And I know my feisty Johnny and my feisty blonde-haired Tim. I know that little Asian moon and all the gravity he was. If they were home right now and some of the shit going on, they'd have been there and let it back to that beast day. Or she could, though I wish to be. I know what, and America probably knows it too. I mean, the ruling circles probably know it too. They probably don't understand that the only thing we really want to do is live in peace. But if I had been home during some of this shit, I'm not sure I could have kept my house. As it's been a point of this young man who had to walk around his white hair, drop his shoes, ponder with us, didn't like our beliefs, and didn't like socialism, it was too conventional. Stood back at the gates and all the shit spit on you, shoot in the parking lot, different times, rock you. You really expect a lot out of us, didn't you? And thus far we have kept the peace. And now with getting more friends at Gabriel colleges, it'll be interesting, just from a sociological study, of how all these different people from different classes, backgrounds, experiences, have eliminated racism. I feel racism is eliminated. I feel a sense of racism, I feel it's eliminated. And I know one goddamn thing that we have eliminated overtly anyway, and that's sexism. And we know that elitism is how fucking bad out of shape I was, really. But weed is in the danger. That's the one thing you have to watch out for. You've got to keep your eye open for that in any place. We don't like it. It's tough on you sometimes when you're a leader, department head. You see, that your children have to get the same treatment. In the long run, your children will be better because of that. But they have to follow the same discipline that everyone else does. Not that bad a discipline anyway. Something to live in a community where you're rewarded for good behavior, where you reinforce the positive by that type of opportunity. And in a community where we don't even spank a child, where no one hits another, I don't know whether you feel like hitting anybody or not, but you know goddamn well you'd rather not hit somebody than meet this flow. One of our gang warriors came over. He was always getting in the brawl first. He said, there ain't no fight but the poor and the people. And all the people in Jonestown get on your ass about not being what you ought to be. So that's tough shit. He's one of our best. But it's a tremendous thing that we could live here isolated in many ways. And a government that's transitional, where they have their own wars with the technocrats within, the CIA everywhere. No nuclear umbrella in the city. Now we are practicing a pure form of socialism. By the way, I think you should know. We believe in everything. Good news to you, good or bad. I think you should know that the editor of the Chronicle, when he left, he put a parting note. An example for all Guyana to follow. I think that's significant. Because he's been a bit standoffish. But he didn't know what the fuck was going on. How in the hell could anybody know this? All these goddamn people that look so respectable, Debbie looking so respectable with her lovely little lion face in the pictures, they were sending this shit. They saw them got all kinds of shit on all this. Records. It's interesting how they get them. Not mentioning that for 10 years some of these people are exemplary. But he was so good. He had much to say. And that was powerful to him, so strong. A model This was one of his sons, his pro-Americans. Tiger sons. And I often wondered what the time is he's telling you, so not some people. It's possible. Whatever. Right? The other ones. So that's good news, great to get. The brother of the Prime Minister's wife is here. He also very and the secretary to the president, he said, so the good things happen. Some of you, I know, have been frustrated. I've one senior here, one get her ass on the plane, and I have a house that's turning up for a while. I'll personally wrap myself around the family. I'll go to the first concerned relatives, and I'll take care of your mom and dad. That's a brave bunch of people, and she's a peace-loving person. You can push, 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 push. So that spark of violence could have been, they wanted to erupt. Oh, they love us. They just love for us to shut down. I mean, the real conspiracy. They don't give a shit about us. I think it's more awesome to me than anything that I really consider as reality. If he's much in the know, his ass may in the last stroke, when they're finished with him, go, and they try to kill him. There's no hesitancy to give the thing. Nobody likes the thing. Not only the underworld, nobody likes the thing. Hitler didn't like his captains. He worked with their asses, but the finality of it all, he left them with their marks that the Jews could find them, the Haganah could find them, and they would get their asses. So this is an important thing that we communicate now. And we let this message get out. We become financially creative and beautify this place, you know, and
glad we did, but Don is impressive. There's more to it. Every space, every path that isn't doing something, we should have it done so. Everyone should be inspired. It means something to have your children here, your grandchildren here, your seniors, our loved ones, seniors that have been already parked in nursing homes, like one little lady that wasn't even a member of our church. They put her out just 2 weeks ago from Fresno, put her out in the street, said, we don't have the money. Somebody's got to take care of her. Now do not think that you would like TV and chocolate fudge and the papaya pie and the pumpkin pie. Don't think that just because we are recessing tonight that you're going to get by a little shit tomorrow, because we will take you away from TV. We will. Don't fuck your neighbor's wife. Unless he consents. Right? Because we want peace. And sex can cause more shit than anything I know. And so far, it's fine. You take care of it. You got yours. I've got a romance. My greater romance, I'm sure, in justice as is with Don right now, is to get to the bottom of those who are conspiring against the working class people of the world. I like to fuck, but right now I couldn't. I feel pretty guilty if I got to fucking. Well, sure, just as certain as I had a fuck tonight, that'd be when the enemy came. And I never want to be caught looking down when the enemy comes. I don't want to be shot in the ass. Hold in there, man. So fuck that person that you married, you're engaged to. You fuck them and don't fuck anybody else. One at a time. If it's two men wanting to fuck two men, we don't give a shit, but don't fuck three. We don't give a shit, do we? We don't give a shit. Just keep our rules so we can have some peace. Because we found peace for the first goddamn time in our life. And I think we've done a great deal, because one problem of some sort of socialist societies, fortunately not Guyana, is that there's a certain image put upon those who are open about their homosexuality. Although it's amazingly true and seemingly a fact here that with no stigma at all, I can't even think of the word because we don't have such a consciousness, no stigma placed on sexual orientation, that some of the great men in this movement and women who were sexually acting out compulsively, and heterosexually too. It's amazing when you can find something where you can build and be productive, how so much of that has disappeared. I just came, the thought dawned on me. One of our best young men here who works hard, and I don't know the technical thing that he does, but every day with somebody new, compulsively in homosexuality. But here is compulsively working for the liberation of all people. So a lot of our acting out back there was just because of the hopelessness of it all. The despair. Might as well fuck anything and try anything because you didn't know where you were going. So here we have hope, and a lot of it. Shit, we have not yet begun to fight. We have not yet begun to build. We've got the ingredients. We've got what we need, all the skills. It's amazing that we're self-sufficient in medicine. We're self-sufficient in tool and die, the machine shop. We're self-sufficient in so many areas. So now let's get on with some concepts of mass production. By the way, follow up on that plywood thing. I haven't heard from the Georgetown headquarters. We want to be sure that we thoroughly looked into plywood and the clothing industry. Something else I heard one of the analysts saying. Anything else that we need to be really pursuing? We need to pursue one thing well. What do you all chaps feel is the best here? Clothing? Brick making? Soap? What do you think? Wood products, of course, logically. Well, we've been told that the government will stop selling its wood to Suriname and process it through here if we can make the plywood. But our good friend Dr. Mingo in the cabinet said that we want to be sure that we looked into it thoroughly, that what could happen, Suriname could undersell and kill us. And that's the way the big capitalists work, although there's a new detente here between Suriname and Brazil and Venezuela and Guyana, as you may know, which is increasingly encouraging. And I'm sure we're all encouraged as hell by the left activism that's going on in Colombia that's about, and the military can't do a shit thing about it. And in Peru, there's a state of national emergency, but the Peruvian government's afraid to arrest anybody because nearly every goddamn person's involved in the trade union and Marxist movement. I'm glad to see that in Peru and Colombia, the Trotskyites, the pro-Maoist, and the pro-Soviet have gotten their shit together, and the Social Democrats. So there's hope in this continent, and I'm sure one thing, Washington cannot keep the lid on every place all the time. Her ass is looking at Africa right now, and she can't handle Africa. So let's sneak up on her. Let's build and fund. Not only think of our own maintenance. Sure, we want this to be a model. But we don't have to have luxuries. We don't have to have those things. It's so much just to be free of the fact that when you go home tonight, you don't have to lock your door. Our seniors could not even, when some of our senior mothers have been raped in this congregation by hoodlums and mobs in the streets. It's wonderful to be able to go and not have to worry about our homes being set afire like our senior citizens' home were in San Francisco and Redwood Valley. I think some people forget what we are free from. Thinking in the Fillmore, when all you could see driving so slow was two white goddamn cops just looking for you to even not, if you even frowned at them, they'd stand you and put your spread eagle on the wall. We don't realize what we have. And we're goddamn selfish if we don't work hard to give others a chance at this liberation. We have a debt. We tasted that which Marcus Garvey dreamed but never saw. It's historic. Marcus Garvey never got the first person to freedom, and we managed to do it. Now that we're here, we ought to organize ourselves and be productive, and in a voluntary society where you have to appeal to reason, some of you take advantage of that. There's a little remnant here that takes advantage of that. And I appeal to every bit of you, of goodness in you, to say that we've got to produce, because we literally have the blood of untold thousands on our hands, because we have all Northwest District. The government will give us as much of this acreage as we can produce and have it on a 100-year fixed lease from the Parliament. Now, it's then a duty to us to think how to creatively produce it, because who knows, with the conditions, it might well be that the numbers will need sanctuary, because if too much shit is exposed, if they get this shit out to the general public, my feeling is that there's a strong chance that you'll see a military coup as you did in Z in Greece. Because that old order, that old guard doesn't die easily, particularly when they are so skilled in the technology of warfare and mass public control mechanisms. So I hope tonight that all of you will keep up your production without your merits. We'll give your merits praises through the counseling or over the PA system. I hope you're not just working for that alone. I hope you're not working for the extra treats or the trips. I hope you're working because you feel the suffering of Johnny Harris that faces the death chamber, a young black man framed in USA, a Ben Chavis who's got a 400-year sentence hanging over his head for burning up an empty car garage, and every witness now admits that they lied under oath. And Carter and Bell will not give him another trial. The Wilmington 10 have not yet been given any opportunity to have another trial. And then the USA has the nerve to talk about human rights. Human rights. They ought to clean up their goddamn backyards. I don't have anything else to say, because as I said, I've got to get on. If anything needs to be finished, I talk too much now. That's the one damn thing about the ministry that I was trained in that I didn't get rid of in that cemetery that I went through. Much rambling. Anybody have any other announcement needs to be made? All right. Off to, if you want the late show tonight, what time is it? Well, I'm going to say some of you late show folk now. I'm going to speak as a committee of one. Your ass is out here 3 or 4 o'clock and watching that movie. I'm going to say that the analyst's going to be watching your ass on the job tomorrow. If you can fuck all night or stay up all night in movies, then just be sure, baby, you help us work the next day. Because huh? I'm speaking right from my gut. I'm tired of seeing some of these jack-offs in here in the movie all the time. But by God, you don't shoulder the work the next day. And I think we're going to cut out the owl show as a committee for one. If you can sleep on 2 hours and fuck on 2 hours and work your 8-hour day and carry your 2 hours, that's okay, honey. You can add in all the fucking and all the movie watching you want to, or jacking off in the movie. I don't know what the hell you're doing. But something's taking away the work level of some individuals here. And everyone needs to be informed. And some, too, are developing a certain elitism. You get the news, and we have to have that, and the tests will come, and the inspiration and the bonuses from that. But also, we give rewards for work, and we want to put that up there. That there are people who have been handicapped by diet and all sorts of poor images of themselves, and we want to put just as strong an emphasis, stronger, on socialist ethical practices and work production than we do on those that can name every nation in Africa. Because I've seen some Marxist-Leninist theoreticians. I've seen a lot of bullshit from them. I've seen them sit in our ranks and preach eloquently about Marxist-Leninism and then live on the top side of the hog. You know what I mean, on the high side of the hog. They talk Marxism out of their mouth, but they live the bourgeoisie life every second. So I'm not interested in a lot of theory right now, but what we need is a lot of practice, because literally lives depend upon it. Every day I wake up with, if I'm fortunate enough to get to bed, which I wasn't last night, but I think of one thing, the guilt, the shame that I bear in my mind, that for the years that I paid my taxes, the few times I went to a goddamn restaurant, the few times I walked in a fucking movie, and realize now that every bit of that tax, 90% of it is in the war machine dropping napalm on little babies in Africa right now in Rhodesia. That pains me. That makes me realize that as long as that suffering continues, I've got a debt. And some of you have not assumed that debt. I know USA, it's a modern idea. Don't give people too much guilt. They can't handle it. Fuck that shit. I've been guilty ever since I was born, and I'm still together. Because I've got reasons to be guilty. I have better opportunities. Have you had better opportunities? If you live here, you do. You're better than anybody in New York that's black. I don't give a shit where he sits, because tomorrow it may be ethnic weapons or genocide. So let's participate, get yourself involved. These will be in the library for latecomers. I don't think, what's the decision, the people? What about this the Night Owl movie every night? Maybe we'll try it on weekends, huh? Instead of showing, of course, there are people on the ship. That doesn't apply to people who get off 11 o'clock. I think we ought to realize that they miss certain entertainments. But I'm thinking for the moment that we will take a vote to see if we don't cut out these all-night movies for everybody else. I think that the camera person that's signed to night duty and television duty should determine if that person gets up for a 7 o'clock shift, if they're working the alternate shift, or if it's a day off, or bonus days, or bonus hours. What is the feeling of the people here? Or, if they do, that they sign their name in so that their supervisor can determine their work the next day. Because there's some place in Marxism too, baby, if you don't work, you don't eat. We've never applied it, but by God, the way some of you are walking around here, you're like you're on a summer camp. I respect you to work as hard as I or others. We're not going to demand that. But I do believe it says, from each according to his ability, to each according to his need. The Prime Minister got a little pissed off a couple of weeks ago here, and he says, from each according to his ability, to each according to his work. And that's what Castro has said ever since the revolution in Cuba. Our seniors, we're proud to take care of them. But you know, it's amazing. We never have to tell a senior to go to work. Senior walks by us, 91 years of age, made 3 rugs in a week, or 3 quilts in a month. The youth we still have to appeal to. Tragically, some of the youth have never been through it. You never went through the Great Depression. One of the great things that helped us is that we ate mush and greens, some of us. I never forgot it. No matter how much my mother tried to compensate for it, and my dad in his ways, until our parting of the ways over race and communism. But nonetheless, some of you young people have been protected. And some of us who went through the struggle felt the way to protect you was to kind of indulge you. And tragically, I think that was the wrong thing. The most dangerous thing we did. Because being thrust out into struggle is the thing that saved us. The thing that has saved this community are the ones that have been in jail, been on the wrong end of the police stick, those that have had hard times in jobs, lived in poverty, and strangely enough, then on the other hand, we have families here who come from the upper middle class. You don't have to say to Willie Sneed, where's Willie at? And his wife, head of the geriatric section right here. You never have to sell. Those people own a $250,000 hospital. You never have to say to them to work. And they gave that shit all up. Give it all up. Didn't look like they could get it freed. Family, government trying to tie it up. But everything they got out of it, they turned into this movement. They could sit back on their ass and say, well, hell, I think you cleared, what was it, 90,000? 150 over? No. They can sit down and say, well, hell, I put in 150,000. I don't have to work. Some of you fuckers, you haven't done nothing all your life but take from this movement. I've had some of your asses out of jail.